flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Almost two full days later, still doesn't make any sense, at least to me, and that is the blockbuster trade that everyone is talking about. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Luka Doncic heads to the Lakers. Pro, we came to New Orleans. We thought this was going to be football 24-7, and what happened? The NBA swooped in with this blockbuster.
All right, it's 2 days in. Are we sure? We're sure it's not a fake, right?
Yeah, I know. I watched Luka get off a private jet yesterday in LA, so I think it's true.
I know they play the Clippers tonight. Will he be in shorts? I mean, we all thought the same thing. Shams is having, has been hacked.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. Like, I've never seen a trade where people just didn't believe it.
Didn't believe it. And also because even 2 days later, it still doesn't make sense in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Now, you had a lot of people explain, if you want the details of the trade, just quickly, Luka Doncic, Maxi Kleber, Markieff Morris all go to the Lakers. Dallas gets Anthony Davis, gets Max Christie, a 2029 first rounder. The Jazz get Jalen Hood, Schiaffino, and two second round picks. The Jazz being part of this is just hilarious. But anyway, let's get to the part of this and why I think some people still are kind of reconciling with this, and we will be for a long time, is because it still doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, to me. And I've heard now a lot, because it's been 2 days, so a lot of people are getting their point of view across and getting their sources and all of that. And one of the biggest things has been Luka Doncic and his conditioning, right? That's been one of the big major reasons that the Dallas Mavericks didn't want to make a gigantic supermax contract bet that Luka Doncic was going to be able to stay in shape, focused, what have you. And my answer to that would be, you just got to the finals 7 months ago. Like, if he's really this, like, you, if he's really being painted as like this fat slob who's on the couch, how did you get to the finals? How is he somebody who is leading you to the finals, Pearl? That's the biggest part I can't get past. One of the big parts, not the biggest.
Well, I mean, getting the finals and winning a finals is a very different thing. Can I just bring my 76ers to this? Allen Iverson made it to the finals, and guess what? He was nowhere close to getting a ring. So it just that kind of, first of all, that kind of player. Let's talk about Luka for a second. Has that kind of player ever won a title? Like, he's different, a really super ball dominant outside guy. I think it's not just the conditioning, it's just the way he plays. I think most some teams look at that and be like, oh, he's great, he's gonna win a ton of regular season games. I don't know if he can win a title with that kind of player. He's basically right-handed James Harden. And I know that you're going to say that's a diss.
Yeah.
But James Harden won an MVP. He's so similar to Harden. I just think if you look at it through that lens, like, basically the Lakers got James Harden.
Okay, well, so you think this is bad for the Lakers?
I don't think it's bad. I think getting rid of AD, who's going to be out of the league. I mean, getting James Harden would be a good move for... Getting a 25-year-old James Harden would be a great move for the Lakers. They had no choice. They had to take this gift. But I don't think it guarantees the title by any means.
So our question for you this morning at Maggie and Pearl on X, and our poll question would be, who wins a title first, the Lakers or the Mavericks? Because now the race is on. You know, the Mavericks said this was a win-now move. They wanted Anthony Davis, who's been playing great, just got a little bit banged up. But it's so weird to me that you would trade a guy because you're worried about his conditioning, and you traded for a dude whose nickname is Street Clothes. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis is fantastic. Great rim protector, great defensive player, offense, everything. But his availability has been one that's been questioned for years because of injury. Not because of conditioning, but because of injury.
I don't understand the package they got back. Because the fact that they didn't shop him, really, as far as we know.
Did not. No, they said they did not.
They could have gotten more for one of the best players in the league. But I understand their philosophy because, listen, my 76ers are in the same exact spot. They had a ball-dominant center, Joel Embiid, who they signed to a ridiculous contract, and he won't get in shape, and he'll never, ever, ever correct his knee. Now, Luka's had this calf issue,
right,
and he's putting on too much weight. So maybe he'll have spurts where he's in shape, but I understand long-term, they don't think that this is going to work. And I get it.
Hold on.
I totally get it.
There's no proof of concept that Joel Embiid can get past the second round in the playoffs. There's absolutely none. Luka Doncic just got you to a finals. So how can
it kind of worked out that he got you to the finals. Let's not think that Luka Doncic and the Mavs were going to the finals every year, because that is not the reality.
Well, but who's going to the finals every year, right? Like the Celtics? Like there's not right now. The Warriors before, you know, when Steph and Klay and Draymond were all in their prime with KD. I don't know if anyone's going to the finals every year anymore. There's a lot of parity right now. There's a lot of talent in the league. I just don't see where you could say, we're going to give up on this guy, right? And I know that there's probably not a magic thing you can say to him to make him care about his conditioning or whatever, but to throw the baby out with the bathwater when you have a guy who, you think he's James Harden. I mean, he's a top five guy in the league.
And James Harden was not?
Well, James Harden was, but James Harden also had never got to a finals and really melted in the biggest moments, right? Doncic is a lot more of a closer, and you had him there with Kyrie, who is also a proven commodity in the postseason. He did win a title, 1-1 with LeBron, of course. And Kyrie's a proven postseason player. So I just felt like it was set up differently. I think other people wanted to play with Luka, like in terms of attracting more people to Dallas.
Well, that I don't know. Luka is not exactly the kind of player you want to play with.
Okay, well, LeBron clearly is going to play with him. So
Yeah.
I didn't see LeBron saying, you know, get me out of here. I can't work like this.
Well, I think Luka would pair. You know who would be a great combination with Luka?
Who?
Anthony Davis.
Well,
put those two together.
Now you tell them.
Let's look at this big picture. Okay, the Lakers have this small window with LeBron and Luka right now.
Yeah.
Can they win a title? That's going to be tough, but maybe their odds went up. And then how do you pair? Who are you going to pair with Luka moving forward to bring back the another title of the Lakers? It's going to be an interesting challenge. Kind of maybe like a Pau Gasol to Kobe. Like he needs a compliment, a guy who plays well with him. I don't think LeBron is that necessarily. They're a bit similar.
Right. So that's the whole Lakers part of it, and we can unpack that. And again, we're asking you on X, who's going to win a title sooner? Is it going to be Dallas or is it going to be the Lakers? The Lakers' odds skyrocketed after this trade. They're down from 40-1 to 18-1 to win the title.
Yeah.
LeBron's throwing down tomahawk dunks at the Garden the other night.
I'd actually go Mavs, but I think both teams are a long shot because the West is stacked anyway. It's ridiculous. But at least I understand that, because I don't think Luka's career is going to ascend. I really don't think
he's 26. How can we say that?
Because I don't see it. I could be totally wrong on this, but I just think that you look at what has been the key to LeBron. The dude spends $1 million a year on his body, and that was 3 years ago. It's probably up to $1.5 million with inflation and the tariffs.
Yeah.
This economy.
Yeah,
I think
more.
I just think that you see title players. Name a guy like Luka who's won a title.
Okay, but here's the thing. LeBron also is a different kind of player. He's an above-the-rim player. Mm-hmm. Weirdly, he's still at 40. He's an above-the-rim player. That's not Luka. Luka's not above the
right,
rim.
Right.
So in terms of, do you need $1 million into your body? Well, he's not, screaming down the lane and, you know, going back for this gigantic one-handed dunk. Like, that's not Luka's game. So I think it's a game that ages well, and it's kind of a game that I don't think you necessarily need to be the most, in-shape player in the NBA to get the most out of. It's sometimes it reminds me a little of, Barkley was a guy who was not always in shape all the time but was still effective. And,
yes,
like, a starting...
How did he get to the finals? He got in sick shape for 1 year and made it to the finals.
That could still happen for Luka.
We have
a while to go here, dudes. And then the other part is...
Come on, man.
It's a little I know, Barkley just caught a stray. It's a little bit like a starting pitcher sometimes in Major League Baseball. Do they look like maybe the best athletes? No, but
this
they
is
know
the NBA.
Their body. Pearl, it's not like he's been, you know, floundering as the eighth man on the bench because he can't get in shape. He's been one of the best players in the NBA and also dealing with these issues. So why wouldn't you think that a light bulb could go off or you could find the right regimen for him or he'll get motivated in a way? And I just... It's a little on the team taking responsibility for that as well.
Watch him play. He will hang out around the three-point line. He'll either score or facilitate, but he passes the ball. And if you're a Warrior, you pass the ball and you back cut immediately.
Right.
Luka just stands there. And will LeBron change his style of play? That's the big thing. Like, that style, he's so ball dominant and he does not move away from the ball. That never wins a title. Think of the Jordan's Bulls. They whipped the ball around like crazy. You never knew where the ball was. With guys like Harden and guys like Luka, you know exactly where the ball is at all times. It's in his hands. It's the easiest assignment to play defense. So I'm very curious, can LeBron make Luka into a championship player? Because I think the way Luka plays, yes, they made the finals. It was a crazy set of matchups. They got the T-Wolves in the conference finals, weren't ready to be there. I don't not think that team was on the brink of a title. So who's closer? Actually, I'll vote for Dallas on that one, although you're going to need a lot of good luck with health on that side, too.
No kidding.
A lot of good luck.
We are live from New Orleans. Did I mention that? We're here in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, and we can still talk to you just because we're on the road. Doesn't change anything. 855-212-4227. Let us know what you think. We're on in Dallas. We're on in California. We want to know how this is going down. And just NBA fans, I mean, stunning.
Oh, my God.
The NBA has a way to shock us like no other league.
Well, there's never been a shocking trade like this. This is the most surprising. Try and think of anything even close, because everybody else is at least, like, Jimmy Butler has been on the trade block for a month. Like, mm-hmm. If he got traded, it wouldn't be shocking. Shaq, when he went, like, we all knew something was brewing. I can't remember something came out in the middle of the night like this.
LeBron James going to, taking his talents to South Beach was legitimately shocking. Now, there had been some things that leaked out a little bit before. That's revisionist history.
Shocking.
Most people thought he was going back to Cleveland, though.
Shocking. This came out in the middle of the night. He scheduled a press conference at the Boys and Girls Club. We knew a move was coming.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people believed he was still going back to Cleveland. And yeah, he scheduled the press conference at the Boys and Girls Club, but it was still stunning when he made the announcement, when he actually said it. You know, when words came out of his mouth.
Different kind of
stunned.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, I don't think, and also to the Lakers, I mean, how do they do these things? LeBron, Shaq, Kareem, Kobe, go down the list. Wilt. People hand them these things.
This felt like it. This is why sports conspiracy theorists, this is why we live. This is our oxygen. This is people like me who are sports conspiracy theorists who think that the envelope was frozen and that Michael Jordan had to take a timeout for gambling and all that stuff. This is fuel for people like me.
So how would a conspiracy like this work, though? Like, what's the point?
I don't know. That's what I can't get to the bottom of. Like, it's too obvious. Why did you just hand this guy to the Lakers, and why didn't you shop him? See, like, another thing, and we'll get to your calls at 855-212-4227 on this Luka AD blockbuster, but here's the thing. Like, everyone in the NBA feels like they're okay getting uncomfortable, whether it's the team side, whether it's the player side. You know, saying that you want to trade or saying you're going to trade a player, openly shopping guys like in the off season or even during the season, there's a way to do this where you can go like small awkward, medium awkward, maximum awkward. Like the Heat right now, maximum awkward. You had maximum awkward when Carmelo Anthony wanted to get out of Denver. You know, there's like maximum awkward stuff, but then there's minimal. And the way that you do that is you leak things. You leak things through reporters and others, say someone's thinking about this, and then you kind of let it marinate for a little bit and you go from there. Why the Dallas Mavericks decided to just call the Lakers, and I believe that did happen, call the Lakers and say, hey, can we have, like, do you want our best player? I don't understand, because the open market would have gotten you who knows what. Now, a player of Anthony Davis's caliber, I don't know, but a better package, maybe.
I think it's Nico Harrison has a thing for Anthony Davis. I think that's the one player around the league he wanted.
Well, then you have to question yourself as a GM if you have some built-in biases, or if you have something because of a relationship they had going back to Nike or whatever, that you're not seeing things clearly. Because if I'm the owner of the Mavericks, I'm like, what did you just do? Why would you take our best asset and not try to get the maximum, at least see what's out there? You could have always landed on Anthony Davis. We could have circled back around and gotten Davis. But the fact that you wouldn't survey the landscape silly.
Okay, I'll just counter that with one thing. You do not necessarily want to trade Luka for a bunch of draft picks. You want a star back. But and who's a star that you could have gotten for Luka? There's not a lot of names. Like, we're talking like a handful of guys that you could even mention in the same sentence with Luka.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. I want to know. I want to see who else is putting together a package for me at some point.
You're not getting Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. There's very few players that are even as good as Anthony Davis that would even be remotely available.
Okay, but you also have to ask yourself, why is Anthony Davis available? Why were the Lakers so willing to say, all right, bye. Somebody who they moved heaven and earth to get only a couple years ago. Someone that they won a title with. And it's because of his injuries. You traded for a guy whose nickname is Street Clothes, as I said. It's just crazy. Can we hear some sound, please? Manny's back at HQ holding things down. Let's hear cut three. Here's Mavericks GM Nico Harrison, who, I'm going to be honest, I don't think was a household name until this weekend. And now Nico Harrison is no longer an anonymous GM. He is now front and center on why they traded Luka Doncic.
I think it wasn't really like a point. I think it was like, how do we make our team better? You know, there's some unique things about his contract that we had to pay attention to. You know, there's other teams that were loading up, you know, that he was going to be able to decide is make his own decision at some point of whether he wants to be here or not, whether we want to supermax him or not, or whether he wants to opt out. So I think we had to take all that into consideration and feel like we got out in front of what could have been a tumultuous summer.
Okay, didn't have the stomach for it. Okay,
Stomach for it. Had a lot of plans. He has a lake house. Like, why deal with that in the summer?
Jet skis. Like, what do you think Luka Doncic does in his spare time?
Are you going to ruin your summer arguing with Luka's people about a contract? I get it.
Listen, there were no indications, at least from a lot of people who cover this team in Dallas, that he was going to be opting out. Now, was he going to do the whole dance, and was he going to maybe look at other things? Probably, but every single person has signed a Supermax when they've been offered a Supermax. Why would he be different when you just went to the finals?
Well, maybe he did. Maybe they don't want to give him, what is it, $375 million? It's almost half a billion dollars. Maybe, I get it. Listen, I do. I'm not saying it's the right move, but I at least see the logic. Are we really going to invest half a billion dollars in a guy who will not get in shape and we think his health will go downward? And they might look at the Sixers and Joel Embiid because they gave him almost half a billion dollars and he's 30 and he's pretty much done. So I think
Luka's 26, though. They're not the same, Pearl. And
they're very. What?
Joel Embiid's like 7'1", too. Like, there's all these different things where they're just not the same.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, but he does have a calf strain right now. And you know what a calf strain means. That means your Achilles vulnerable. They might think that Luka's best days are, believe it or not, behind him, which is crazy. I don't know that.
No, that's the bet they're making for sure.
Yeah, I don't think Luka is like got some crazy. I think we're seeing this is Luka. Like, he's not going to get any better. He's awesome already. I just think if they don't win the title with LeBron and Luka this year, it's not going to happen next year. So I think that one thing I'm hearing is, the Lakers have just got this championship formula for the next decade. That I don't see yet.
The LeBron of it all we will get into next, because now LeBron gets paired up with yet another star, yet another person who they're going to say he'll pass the torch to. But will he?
What do you mean?
The LeBron I know.
What do you mean? He'll just play forever?
Now. LeBron wants to win right now.
So what do you mean he won't pass? Of course he'll pass the torch. What choice is he?
I'm saying maybe Father I should have said pass the basketball.
Oh, no, LeBron, that's one thing. LeBron will pass the basketball. Will Luka pass the basketball? LeBron loves to pass the basketball. That's his natural state. I think it's about time LeBron gets somebody else handling the ball. That's fine. You think LeBron, trust me, as an old person like LeBron, that's fine. Somebody else, you do the dribbling. You think LeBron's going to ball hog away from Luka? There's no chance that happens.
We'll get into LeBron James of it all, the Lakers side of this. Again, we're here at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, Radio Row, and all that's on anyone's mind is basketball because of the blockbuster trade. Also had another trade go down yesterday. Like a mini blockbuster. Get into that too for our pals in Northern California and in San Antonio. We'll dive into that as well. It's Maggie and Perloff. We're live from Radio Row here in New Orleans, and we're back talking about the Lakers right after this.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff show. Coming down on the plane, the stewardess made an annoying announcement. Maggie, we're down in New Orleans. She said, remember, Eagles fans, if you get arrested on Sunday, you don't get out of jail till Tuesday. I mean, what kind of attitude is that? You don't think Eagles fans know the local statutes here? Like, everybody has lawyers on retainer. That's obvious. Hello. Also, the Eagles hats outnumber the Chiefs hats 10-0 here in New Orleans. There is green everywhere. Maybe that's anecdotal, or Eagles fans are here earlier. Have you noticed that? There's a lot of, the airport is loaded with Eagles fans and Eagles hats. I have not seen a lot of red. I heard the tickets is like very, very heavy majority of the tickets are going to Philadelphia fans.
Well, I have a question. Like, why can't you get out of jail on Monday?
I have no idea.
It's like an extra 24 hours just to hang out in the prison?
She's trying to discourage Philadelphia people from climbing poles here in New Orleans.
Going Philly,
which I'm not sure is going to happen, to be honest, unless Eagles fans do that in a loss.
I could see Eagles fans being crazy either way. I've seen a couple Chiefs. I've seen a few Chiefs hotel a little bit.
I haven't seen any red. Seen a ton of green.
Well, I mean, it's like almost like the Super Bowl has to wait a minute. Even Patrick Mahomes, who's from Texas famously, was on social media yesterday or now about 2 days ago saying, I'm in shock right now over the Dallas Mavericks trade. Yeah. Like, you got Patrick Mahomes' attention when he's preparing for, let's be honest, is this the biggest moment of his career? We can get into that. Like, he's got all the pressure in the world is on Mahomes for the three-peat. And he's out there saying, I'm sad right now because Luka Doncic is no longer a member of the Mavs. And
well, I'm sure he's not taking away time from his tape study to think about this trade.
I don't know. That's a lot of text messages to return. Everyone's talking
about it.
Get out
of here.
Let's go to the phones, 855-212-4227. Let's go to the scene of the crime. That'd be Dallas, Texas. Tyler, you're up first here on Maggie and Pearl off Super Bowl week. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I can just say that Dallas fans are devastated right now. Obviously, we've had to deal with Jerry Jones and his shenanigans, and then you come with a gut punch of getting rid of, you know, just an amazing athlete like Doncic. You know, so obviously you've got that. But, you know, I say this to say that if you guys don't think that Luka isn't going to take this as fire in the belly to be better than what he is, now that he's under LeBron, and I mean, he said in the past that LeBron's his idol. So, you know, obviously Bron takes care of his body. He's going to show him the right way to do things, and he's going to actually go out there and dominate. So Dallas fans have a rude awakening coming in the next few years. One thing, you know, long term, I think Nico, I have a feeling that he's going to trade Livingston. We're stacked in the front court, so they're going to trade Livingston and some picks for Butler out of Miami.
Mm. Whoa.
Wow.
Really interesting. Well, Tyler, thank you for the call. I don't know if I see that, but we'll see. The trade deadline is Thursday. You know what's funny about the Nico Harrison part? And I understand it probably feels a bit like a funeral in Dallas when a star of that caliber gets traded. It's such a shocking thing. Did you see someone actually brought a casket to outside the arena? I mean, maybe now we're getting a little crazy, guys. I generally don't like when people like burn jerseys and things like that, but the casket to the arena, that is new. Anyway, I think that if this was Pat Riley who did this deal, or when Jerry West, you know, was at the helm, or one of these GMs and presidents who you just had a lot of faith in, right? Seen a lot of basketball, been around the block. If the Spurs had done something like this, these teams that we think of as being really smart on top of their game, Boston Celtics, you know, teams you're afraid to make a trade with because you always feel like they may know more than you or something like that. Nico Harrison is an unknown. He was a Nike executive for 20 years, so he's got relationships, no doubt. And he might get proven right on this if Luka completely implodes. But nobody in Dallas should have any faith because you just took a team that went to the finals for the first time since 2011 and you torpedoed it. So how could anyone in Dallas feel differently?
Well, Luka's not going to implode. I think
the opposite could happen. Tyler's saying he's going to get motivated and be the best version.
Right. The only thing that matters for the Mavs is, can they win a title with Kyrie and Anthony Davis? Right. Is that the litmus test?
Sure, but I also think there's a part of, like, if Luka goes on and wins three titles with the Lakers, like, you're going to look stupid.
Yeah, well, Luka's going to be good. I mean, Luka's always been productive. But I think the Mavs are saying, we think Anthony Davis can win us a title. I mean, I would hope. And by the way, they kind of have... Kyrie and Anthony Davis, that's a 1-2 for a title team.
Yeah, but I don't know if I trust either of those guys. We act like Kyrie has no injury history. He's 33. Anthony Davis is 31.
Yeah.
Luka's 26. Let's go to Fernando. He's in Dallas as well. Good morning, Fernando.
Hey, what's up, guys? Big news, sad news, but not as crazy as some people are making it out to be, man. It's Luka. So this is the thing. Luka has missed more time in the last three seasons than Anthony Davis has. Yes, Anthony Davis is made out of glass. He was always hurt. But at the same time, you have a position of need. You needed another big, somebody that could, provide the Twin Towers for you, provide some defense. We have Gafford, we have Lively. I think one of those guys gets moved. Yep. They're going to go get somebody else, I believe. I don't think they're done. But Luka is not not going to get you a championship. He doesn't play defense. It's hard. You're not gonna win a championship if somebody doesn't play defense.
Okay, but Fernando, and I understand and I get it. You know, maybe this is kind of sinking in, and maybe there's a few more people who are fans of this trade than at first glance. You know, Fernando, thank you for the call. Fernando is talking about how Luka's never going to win a title because he's not great on defense. There have been plenty of guys who have been able to be hidden on defense if you put the right team around him and have won titles. Biggest one, the number one, without a doubt, is Steph Curry.
Name another one.
Kyrie.
Well, yeah, because that was LeBron. I mean, like, name a number 1A who's been bad at defense.
Well, I just gave you Steph, EJ. That made you physically recoil.
Well, no, not even that, the Steph thing. To me, you think about Dallas. Remember, Dirk Nowitzki won a title for many years. They said that you could never win a title with a guy who doesn't defend.
Right.
And Dirk, what did they do? They put him around a bunch of great defenders. He bought in. He's not a great defensive player, but he did enough, and then he was the number one on the team that won the title, beat LeBron, the Mavs, and the Heatles.
But yeah. Dirk had such length that he was just a factor on defense, where Luka is a different thing. I think Dirk is 7 feet.
But he's not
standing on the court. I'm just saying, like, at least I don't remember Dirk being a defensive sieve like Luka is considered.
Well, that was definitely the knock on him, yep. You know, and it was kind of like the continuation of European players not being as tenacious and ferocious on defense.
But Luka's a wing player. Like, it's a much, much more pressure. Like, who is Dirk having to stop scorer-wise? Like, Luka theoretically could match up against these great guys through the years. And he's done pretty well in the playoffs. So I just think that you have Curry, but there's the way the Warriors play, like, that's what he needs. That's what Luka needs. He needs to join the Warriors. Somebody who plays okay. basketball the right way. Because I agree with that last caller. Like, Luka, I don't think this Mavs team was on the brink of a title. I know they made the finals this year, but you saw that finals. Did that look like they had a prayer? No, of course not.
No, the Celtics ran him off the court, but here's the thing. You actually had, I'm not saying you had a full product there, but to give up on a guy at 26 when their biggest issue is defense in their body, I would think I can be able to change those two things. What do those two things reek of? Motivation, right? That's just finding the correct motivation. And a lot of guys don't even really get into their, like, prime until they're 27 and 28. See the light, whatever it is. So, like, you know, it'd be one thing if it's like, you know, I don't know if I want to give him $300 million because his shot is funky or can't be fixed or something.
Interesting.
I think you can fix body and you can fix motivation.
I think you can fix a shot. I think motivation and fire within, that's the one thing that can't be coached or that is. And again, I'm going to go back to this. You're like, Joel Embiid does not have it and he's never going to get it.
Okay, but Joel Embiid's not Luka. Luka.
Why are you saying, what's the difference?
Luka already got to a finals.
I mean, yes, he happened to get to a finals, but they're very, I don't know.
I know,
like,
I love it that they
similar.
Tripped into it. It's like they woke up one day and found themselves playing the Celtics.
I mean, yeah, but has Luka gotten MVP?
Well, you.
And also, Luka is Harden. They're so similar. Their numbers, their career numbers are so the same.
Yeah, but Harden maybe never, I don't know if he like didn't, I don't say grow up, that sounds pejorative. I'm not trying to tell a grown man he's got to grow up, but you never know what can motivate somebody. You get a little older, you get a little bit more mature, and you start realizing what you got to do to keep your body in shape. Okay, 855-212-4227. Keep it coming. We're also asking you, who's going to win a title first? Mavs? Lakers? Neither? And who's going to ultimately win this trade. Andrew Bogish is with us. Bogues, is there anything else that happened, or are we all just living in Luca's world?
No, it's basically Luca. It's all sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Calling all boobs.
The Mavericks had a game to play last night a few hours after the Doncic trade became official. This is how Mark Folliwell started their TV broadcast.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Folliwell. Devin Harris will join me in a minute. I'm sorry if I look a little haggard today, like a lot of you. I didn't sleep very well last night. We're stunned. We're shocked. We're going through it. You all know what I'm talking about. The end of one era. The beginning of another.
So he's ragged, but he's just a talker. How are the actual Mav players handling this?
Mitchell, crossover, three ball. Bang! A 50! A 50-piece here in the first quarter for the Cavaliers. Donovan Mitchell with the three ball.
Tim Alcorn on Cavs Radio, and yes, a 50-19 thumping by Cleveland of Dallas in the opening 12 minutes last night. The Cavs had 91 first-half points en route to a 144-101 win over those Mavs, who, of course, have Luka in L.A., no Anthony Davis yet, and five regulars were out injured last night, including Kyrie. Only 10 players dressed for this beatdown. Head coach Jason Kidd is earning his paycheck.
We've been faced with a lot of injuries, so we've had a lot of conversations or meetings about next man up, and that's the situation as a coach I have to do.
And now we have another mega deal to process. The Spurs are getting De'Aaron Fox from Sacramento. The Kings end up with Zach LaVine and three first-round picks. The Bulls take back three players plus a 2025 first-rounder. Back on the floor last night, the Grizzlies 132-119 winners in Milwaukee without Ja Morant. He's dealing with a sore right shoulder. Jaren Jackson Jr. scored 37 on 7 threes. The Celtics were down 26 late third quarter, 1 in Philly, 118-110. And the Raptors topped the Clippers 115-108. R.J. Barrett scored 20.
How about it?
The WNBA busy too, with the Sun reportedly signing Tina Charles. Connecticut used the first overall pick back in 2010 on her. She played her first four seasons there, winning the 2012 league MVP. And now Charles returns as the league's all-time leader in rebounds, second all-time in points. The Raiders are expected to make Chip Kelly their offensive coordinator. And Alabama reportedly hiring Ryan Grubb as OC, reuniting him with Kalen DeBoer. Grubb was his OC at Washington and Fresno State before spending this season running the Seahawks offense.
By the way, can we think of two people who are more diametrically opposite in their personalities than Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly? Pete Carroll could like run for office and probably not even have to campaign that much and win in a landslide. Chip Kelly won't even make eye contact with people in the hallway, allegedly. These are just two, like, maybe it's a sort of yin and yang, like May-December kind of thing, and they get along, but...
Well, Chip is hysterically funny. Have you ever seen Chip be funny? He is one of the funniest people in the entire industry. But he, you know, because he grew up in the same neighborhood as Adam Sandler. Like, he's like a New England stoic weirdo. But he is a coordinator. Maybe he's not like that, because he can be super charming. Guy coached Oregon forever.
Yeah, I kind of feel like that's these rumors, like Belichick was this really gregarious guy behind the scenes. Like, I'm going to need some evidence.
Well, I mean, he was
that Chip Kelly's as funny as Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Chip Kelly, I got to tell you, Chip Kelly is a hidden comedic genius. I've heard him talk, but also he was a college recruiter. Like, Chip Kelly, they were together in the Pac-12. Like, he's fine.
Do you think Chip Kelly walks into a room and he's like, shabadoo? Like, what do you think happened?
Honestly, like, I'll show you an old interview with Chip Kelly where he was doing routines. It is unbelievable. Like, the guy is really funny. The problem is he just likes to hand off too much for the year 2025. He drives me crazy.
Well, the Raiders don't have a quarterback, so maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe look at Ohio State and be like, wow, you have all this talent, you're running into the line every time. We could do that and keep games close. But Chip
just
Kelly
won a national title. Carl off like, this guy.
I mean, people view Chip Kelly as a genius. I do not think this is going to work. This whole coaching staff, I am... If the Raiders win, like, I want to do some kind of show bet. Like, this
win
would be,
what?
I don't know. Like, this Pete Carroll, Tom Brady, Chip Kelly, like, what is going on here? This is just a hodgepodge of stuff. I mean, it could work. But
who would be the funniest quarterback to put with them? I think the funniest guys have already been there, like Gardner Minshew, yeah. Jimmy G.
I mean, old Russ would be pretty entertaining.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Some stir kinda, that up in a pot. Wow.
Well, old Rodgers or old Russ. Over the.
Yeah, Rodgers would be peak, just crazy.
Even though they know they can't do that. That's too much.
I don't know. It is Vegas. Like, is anything ever too much in Vegas? I don't know.
Well, there's one guy who is going to be on the block, potentially, who's leaving his old team. Old Jets quarterback Zach Wilson. How about you give him a shot?
He would get steamrolled in that room.
You asked for the funniest option. I think he would be one of them. Look out for the moms out there in Vegas.
Oh, man. You're right.
The Detroit.
Hide your grandmother's. Zach Wilson's coming to town.
The Detroit Tigers are re-signing righty starter Jack Flaherty, 2 years, $35 million. He can opt out after making $25 million for the coming season. Rory McIlroy won at Pebble Beach yesterday, and on ice, the Stars dropped the Blue Jackets 5-3 for a five-game win streak. The Islanders' seven-game run ending with a 6-3 loss at the Panthers. Guys, back to you.
Bogish, thanks so much. Okay, we still have to talk about the LeBron James aspect of this wild blockbuster Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis trade that went down over the weekend. What does this mean for King James and his shot at another title? We'll get to that next. You can give us a call, 855-212-4227. It's Maggie and Perloff from Radio Row. Have to imagine Dr. Dre's pretty excited about this. L.A., everyone excited about Luka Doncic coming to the L.A. Lakers blockbuster trade. We really haven't talked a lot about the L.A. side of this, Pearl, because the Mavs and them getting Anthony Davis and how they pulled this thing off where they only called the Lakers. That's it.
Well, how the Lakers pulled off, they didn't pull off anything. They just accepted the
No, that's what I'm saying. The easy. Mavs. We've only been talking about the Mavs side of this, and they only called the Lakers and how they pull this off. And now we should talk about the Lakers side because, as we mentioned before, their championship odds have skyrocketed, 40-1, now 18-1. And the fit with LeBron James is going to be very interesting. But put that aside for a second. Shams Charania, who broke this story and has got this thing on lock, especially with Woj now out of the insider business, he's got all the deets here. He said that LeBron James was blindsided by this. He had no idea that this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how anyone can say that with a straight face. I do not believe it. I will never believe that. And I'm not saying that LeBron is shadow running the league, but I think he's shadow running the Lakers. And one of the reasons I know that is because his agent is Rich Paul, an agency that LeBron helped find. I mean, Rich Paul was selling jerseys out of the back of the trunk of his car. Legitimately, that's what he was doing until LeBron and he had a chance meeting at the Akron airport. And now he's like one of the power brokers in the NBA. Okay, so this is LeBron's guy. And Anthony Davis is also one of his clients. So why Rich Paul would keep this from LeBron, to me, that just is beyond belief, Pearl. Like, I think LeBron, I don't know if he ordered the code red, but he was certainly fine with the code red.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't be fine with this trade, to be honest? I mean, do you think there's any? Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. But the only defense I'll say was it's such a no-brainer for the Lakers that they didn't need to consult LeBron. Would you at least agree that, like, there's no way they were saying no to this?
Okay, well, then let's talk about fit now, right? And let's talk about fit because you have two guys who are pretty ball dominant. Luka, maybe one of the most of all time. And LeBron, I think, likes to bring the ball up the floor.
Really?
And especially in crunch time, fourth quarter, I think LeBron wants the ball in his hands and still does, even after all these seasons.
It's so funny. I don't think of LeBron like that because LeBron will share that duty all the time, right? Like, how often does he bring the ball up?
I feel like he brings up a lot still, even in his advanced age. And I think LeBron is always saying that he wants to have, like, even with Anthony Davis, it's a totally different situation to say, you know, he's the guy, we got to funnel everything through him. But I think LeBron still, it's like, not in his nature, but I still think that he believes that he is the best guy to have the ball in his hands at all times or any time.
I feel like LeBron takes a lot of plays off. When I'm watching him, he hangs on the wings and let other guys go to work. And let's face it, what you're saying is, at a certain point, Father Time has to play a factor here, and he's going to want to share that duty. So he's going to want somebody to take that load off his plate. And he's had other guys like Dwayne Wade and Kyrie Irving specifically. Like, he likes that guy.
Okay, but that was a long time ago, Pearl. Like, We're talking about now. I think he wanted Russell Westbrook. That never worked.
Well, like, who is similar, but he's like a bad Luka Doncic. Like, he wants that guy to share that load.
See, it's like one of those things, like, where you think you want that, right? So, like, you know how people do, like, dating profiles now? And it's like, here's what I think I want in a partner.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you really know yourself that well? Are you really putting, do you really want 6'5" working in finance, or do you actually want someone who's going to be a, you know, a cool creative type? Like, I don't think people understand what they really want. I think LeBron is one of those people.
Oh, I actually, this point I really disagree with you on. I think LeBron is not even playing that, like, full games. Like, LeBron knows he needs help.
Triple-double.
He knows he needs help.
Night.
He knows he needs help, and LeBron is not a guy who has trouble sharing the ball. Like, he likes to pass the ball. This could be good. The problems are not that. That's not the problem. The problem is defense, and the problem is the other guys around them are not very good.
Do you think this will be good for LeBron? 855-212-4227. And I'm sorry, I can't get to the LeBron was blindsided. You think so, EJ?
I do. Because, like, to Pearl's point, LeBron's kind of irrelevant in this conversation. Like, this deal was made for the future. Like, the Lakers currently constituted, they don't really fit as a roster. They have basically no big men. So to win this year, unless they make other moves, like, it's going to be very hard. So this is a move for 10 years from now, not for this year or next year. So to me, it's like, why would I even have to talk to LeBron about this? If, to be honest, AD's a much better running mate for LeBron than Luka Doncic. I agree. I think they're both kind of ball time. LeBron's eighth in usage in the NBA this year. So he's still using the ball. They're still using a lot of him at the focal point of the offense. I don't think they called him at all. I think they were like, if we call him, then what's going to happen? He may say, I don't want Luka here. I want AD. He's my running mate. He's my guy at Clutch Sports. He's my mentee. Like, I think there's a lot of reasons to actually keep him out of this.
Yeah, and also the idea that maybe they didn't want to put it on LeBron, where if report came out that LeBron was consulted, then it's LeBron's move, and maybe they didn't want to do that to him.
Everyone's going to put it on LeBron anyway.
Oh, I have not seen that. Everyone's not like, LeBron made this move.
No, they're not saying that he made the move, but they're going to put it on. Let's say this, right? Say Luka goes to is with the Lakers now and still can't get in shape and still can't get motivated. Right. Aren't they going to say, well, we thought LeBron was going to rub off on him? You've already said it. LeBron spends $1 million on his body. Luka needs to know that. Like, I think LeBron will get criticized no matter what happens. If this doesn't work, LeBron will catch shrapnel.
But remember that narrative a few years ago, LeBron literally was the GM of the Lakers and making all these moves. I don't think...
Yeah, now his agent is.
I don't think anyone thinks LeBron or Rich Ball or anybody made this move. I think they think the Mavs made this move. You know, this, like, it keeps LeBron, like,
hands
plausible
clean
deniability. Yeah, I think that's a big deal. And also, I do think that Rich or somebody is like, listen, they can't have LeBron trading AD. Like, AD, like, those guys have a relationship. Right. That would not be good.
Okay, well, here's the thing. AD also had to waive a trade kicker
$6 million.
And so he obviously knew, and he was more than willing to waive that trade kicker to keep the Dallas Mavericks under the second apron or first apron, under the luxury tax. Let's say, save them money. And so it seemed like he was more than willing to pack his bags and go.
He might have a better chance to win a title here for him in Dallas. So, like, I get his motivation as well.
Again, we are asking you, who is more likely to win a title first? Is it the Mavericks or is it the Lakers? Quickly, Sean's our pal in Oregon. Sean, left you about 20 seconds, kid. Go ahead.
Hey, I love this. And it's going to be the Lakers, you guys. And I think what you guys are saying is right. You know, they didn't want a lot of leaks going out. They didn't want to make it look like LeBron's pulling the trigger. And this is a total LeBron thing to do. And LeBron loves surprises. Nobody saw AD going to the Lakers. Nobody saw AD leaving. And that's what that's what's going on. I mean, this is a total LeBron thing to do, you guys. You know it.
Yeah, this is why, Sean, thanks for the call as always. This is why I have a hard time believing that LeBron was totally in the dark on this. Because LeBron is the current face of the franchise and the first or second best player in NBA history, however you want to look at it. Mm-hmm. You can't keep him in the dark on this stuff. And his agent is the one who helped orchestrate this. Had to, because he's AD's agent.
Listen, he might be the greatest ever. You don't need to consult him. When that call comes in, you say yes.
Who's going to be first to win a title? The Mavs or the Lakers coming up? Who's got more pressure heading into this Super Bowl? We'll tell you.